This is Foresight. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Today, we want to talk about the universal character of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Please accept our condolences on this month of Muharram. The persona of Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam is a universal persona, and especially in today's time, there is so very much that we can learn from Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein is an ocean of knowledge and wisdom. Imam Hussein is a mountain of courage and strength. He lived in one of the most oppressive times under the Umayyad dynasty, whom eventually stranded him and his family and his companions in the desert of Karbala, hungry and thirsty, and eventually martyred by swords and stones and arrows and lances. Let us take a journey together and see who is this beacon of light which can save our dark world, this glorious beacon of truth, honor, and light, this Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين.
And now we invite you to listen to Christian scholar Dr. Chris Hewer.
If we are to understand the meaning of Karbala, we need to take it out of an Iraqi context, out of a Shia context, out of a Muslim context, and to see it as a piece profoundly of human drama. As a community, we have a history. We didn't just start with our own generation. And we can look back into how other human beings lived the human project. We can take examples from them. We can also take warnings from them. These are the circumstances that led these people to do these terrible things. This is the person who, in this situation, responded in this wonderful and noble way. Remembering, keeping alive, commemorating those events gives us something upon which we can reflect in our own human lives today. I, as a Christian, would also want to take my own lessons in remembering the events of Karbala, to remember the day. We have a phrase, to keep the day as holy. Holy not in the sense that this is a wonderful thing, but holy in the sense that this is a profound moment of human history. And then to remember the events, to keep them alive. The word remember doesn't just mean, oh, I recall the facts. It means, in a sense, remembering them, reliving them, they live on in my life and memory. And so I am reflecting then, what do those events mean for me today, and how do they speak to my human condition? I think the second thing is that Imam Hussein is called the Prince of Martyrs. And as the Prince of Martyrs, he gives an example to every human being of total surrender, total submission to the will of God. Because the martyr is one who makes the total surrender of their life to God. Even my very existence is in your hands. If it be your will, I will accept death at the hand of the enemy. And this reminds us of the human need to surrender all to God, to acknowledge that we are the servants of God, that our lives do not belong to us, they belong to God. And if it should please God that I should die at this time in this way, who am I to complain? Who am I to say to God, I know better? So martyrdom is a profound example of human submission, of human acceptance of the divine will in all things. Now, we may not be called to martyrdom today, but we are called to submit to the will of God today in every way. So remembering the events of Karbala are a way of remembering the human vocation to be the servant of God.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We continue our journey on the life and personality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The famous poet Farazdaq said to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, "The hearts of all the Kufans are with you, but their swords are all in the service of the Umayyads. Support and help is from Allah." Imam Hussein alayhi salam replied, "Yes, this is something you said out of honesty and truthfulness. People are all the slaves and servants of worldly wealth." Imam Hussein continues and says, "Their claims of religiosity are nothing more than baseless, empty words flowing from their tongues. They care for their religion only in as much as it will provide them with an abundant livelihood. When they are faced with trials and tests, it becomes obvious that only a few are really religious." Subhanallah. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, "May my life and my family's life be sacrificed for you and your family and your holy companions and this great tragedy that befell you. And yet you were always thinking about humanity, guiding humanity, saving humanity, saying words that will be a beacon of light for humanity forever." Dear friends, here Imam Hussein alayhi salam has said so openly how lowly the slaves of this world and this wealth are. He shows us that we need to wean ourselves, detach ourselves from this material wealth we adore and love so much. Has this wealth or material things ever loved us back? Would it not be more fitting to be a servant of Allah, the one who loves us more than 70 mothers? Allah loves you, dear friends, more than 70 mothers. Can you imagine what kind of love that is? And in return of this, I go and I love the material wealth, wood and stone. And furthermore, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says that religion has become something which is simply uttered by the tongue. Is this not true for our time? How many of us speak highly of the religion and talk about religion and debate religion, but when it comes to salah, prayers, we slack off. When it comes to reading the Qur'an, we run away. When it comes to fasting in the month of Ramadan, we make solid excuses. Is this not what Imam Hussein alayhi salam referred to, and mere religion of the tongue and not of the heart? And finally, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says that when it comes to tests and trials, very few are religious. When it is difficult to be a Muslim, which it is becoming like in today's time, we very quickly, without a second thought, we take off our hijab. We swiftly shave our beards clean. We dress like everyone else, so nobody notices who we are. In reality, dear friends, we drop the religion like it was a rotten piece of flesh. No, dear brothers and sisters, it is when it gets tough that we find out how good a Muslim we are. It was when it got tough for Imam Hussein and his family and his companions and the Muslims that we found out who were the people on the righteous path and who were the people who had been led astray, who were the betrayers and who were the loyal. Despite the tough times, always remember that Imam Hussein alayhi salam had the most difficult and painful time, but he never, ever gave up his religion for anything. And so after 1,400 years, the religion has not given up on Imam Hussein alayhi salam, just as Imam Hussein alayhi salam had never given up on Islam. And now let's listen to Dr. Rebecca Masterton, who talks about Imam al-Hussein.
I first came across an awareness of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, actually when during the time that I was Sunni, because I knew some Sunnis who used to have majlis for Imam Hussein, although, you know, it's a kind of minority who do that. But even though they had majlis for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, I didn't actually know the story of Karbala. I didn't know that at all. And I remember in 2002, I went to Syria with a friend. This is when I was Sunni as well. And I went to the shrine of Sayyidah Zainab, salam alayha, and saw a lot of people in black and a lot of people crying. But I had no idea why they were crying. I didn't know who Sayyida Zainab was, except that she's a member of the family of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. And I remember remarking to my friend, when I knew nothing about the story of Karbala at that time, but I remarked to my friend how you can feel that Sayyida Zainab, salam alayha, was of the family of the Holy Prophet. You could just feel something different in that haram from, you know, other places that you might visit in the city. So even though I knew nothing about Ahl Bayt, virtually nothing, I could still detect that there was something different about the atmosphere of that haram. And then came back to London and was talking to a family, and I said, I've just been to Syria and I just went to the haram of Sayyida Zainab, salam alayha. And again, they were Sunnis, and they said, who's Sayyida Zainab? So I was quite surprised, because I thought, well, you're a born Muslim, you should know more than me, like, who she is. But they didn't know who she was at all. And so I had a kind of a vague... Well, I didn't know she was related to Imam Hussein at all. Didn't know that she was his sister, and I didn't know why anyone was crying. My friend didn't know why anyone was crying either. And then I remember that someone gave me the well-known book, Tears and Tributes. That time, you know, I was working with followers of Ahl Bayt alayhim salam at the college that I was teaching. And so I became aware that around this time, the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was being remembered, but I still didn't know anything about it. So someone gave me this book and I read it. I found it informative, but I still found, for me as a kind of a beginner, I found there was a lot of detail in there to take in and different personalities to take in. But I did grasp that, you know, I grasped the narrative of Karbala. But at that time, I didn't really know people to go to majalis or anything. So it was a kind of a very slow, gradual process of becoming aware. I think by that time, I had accepted that there was this incident called Karbala. And I felt sad. I felt very, very sad reading about it. but I still didn't have a full picture of the whole political background to it. And I think it's only when you start to understand the background to it, the political background, how events led up to that, that you start to, you know, realize the brutality and the injustice, and how this is a lesson for us. This is a pattern that that has continued down history.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.